In thinking about the many contributions we need to celebrate in John Fondahl's life, I kept returning to examples of the many new things that he did, all very well. I very much appreciate the opportunity that Doris and the family gave me to make these brief remarks, and will use the theme of initiative and leadership to describe a part of John's life that meant so much to many people who knew and worked with him. I'll mention six examples. John's strong engineering background from Dartmouth, his service in the Marines in World War II, and his construction success on a challenging water resources project all showed his strong character and ability. Clearly, he had high potential for a major impact in whatever field he selected. John's decision to join the construction faculty at Stanford in 1955 and, jointly with Clark Oglesby, found one of the first graduate construction programs in the country, provided the first clear example of his initiative and leadership. The success of the program involved many other examples of this theme and showed John's exceptional commitment and ability over the 35 years that he served on the School of Engineering faculty. Dean Fred Terman made it quite clear to John and Clark that any successful program at Stanford needed a strong research component. As another example of a very new thing in construction, John and Clark obtained research funding from the Bureau of Yards and Docks of the U.S. Navy in 1958. Later renewed for a total of 8 years, this project eventually made contributions to many critical topics for the construction industry, including development of time-lapse motion picture techniques, as they termed them then, and the extension of project planning techniques. This second example of initiative and leadership clearly showed John's vision of the benefits of new technology in construction and his ability to overcome barriers, such as the then prevalent belief that we don't do research in construction. Exceptional results on the project planning portion of this research highlighted John's intellectual capability and provided a third example of the initiative and leadership theme. He worked on multiple types of solutions to the time-cost trade-off problem to determine the sequence and duration for critical activities that would minimize the overall cost of the project. To help solve this complex problem, John developed a new technique termed precedence diagramming to increase the flexibility and simplify the application of critical path methods to construction projects. This major contribution is a foundation for many key parts of project management software and practice today. It led to John's receipt of the cherished Golden Beaver Award in 1976. If you're not familiar with that funny name, the Beavers are dam builders, and it's an organization that recognizes exceptional contribution to civil construction. To John's election in the National Academy of Engineering in 1993, the highest engineering honor in the country, and many other recognitions. John's key role in the Project Management Institute, in founding the Project Management Institute in 1969, further highlighted his desire to improve construction practice. This provided a fourth example of the innovation theme. He later served as president and chairman of PMI. This organization now has over 265,000 members, a huge professional organization, and is a major force in transferring technology and experience between many different project-based industries, such as microelectronics, software, biopharm, and the built environment. In 2007, PMI recognized John's major contribution to project management as a recipient of the James O'Brien Lifetime Achievement Award. In an early example of startup companies that grew out of research at Stanford, John and two former students founded Construction Data Systems Corporation in 1967. The firm assisted many owners and contractors in applying the new network techniques to develop plans for complex infrastructure projects. This fifth example of initiative and leadership showed John's commitment to using research results to help improve the performance of construction. This startup company and the next example that I'll cite clearly indicate what a pioneer he was in activities that are now important for the wide respect and leadership of the Stanford School of Engineering. In another significant initiative, John founded the Construction Institute in 1960. One of the first industry affiliate programs at Stanford, the Institute included progressive owners and contractors who established mutually beneficial links with the graduate construction program. The firms and individuals who formed the Institute provided financial support and counsel for further development of the construction curriculum and for research on long-range problems of the construction industry. The Institute members and the construction faculty mutually benefited greatly from the interaction. Like many other things John did, he was a consummate networker before we even had the term. The continuing success of this educational affiliates program provides a sixth example of John's initiative and leadership. Although these six examples of John's quiet initiative and leadership capture much of the success, his success in professional life, it would paint a very incomplete picture to mention his vital role, to not mention his vital role in the strength and fun of the Fondahl family. John and I were both blessed with wonderful wives and daughters, all independent and strong-willed. But John had four daughters, and Dale and I only have two. John and Doris had many great ideas for the family, such as travel to nearly a dozen distant countries. I'm sure we'll hear more about this in a moment. John was often presenting or teaching as a part of these trips, so Doris had to find a way to make all that work with a large and young family. She did it admirably and cheerfully, and John was very proud of all the family experiences and fun together. John and I spent most of our last time together talking about the many milestones and satisfactions of his career. He worked hard to put together a wonderful notebook that summarized many, many things that were important in both his professional and his family life. When leaving this exciting and animated discussion, I mentioned that we had enjoyed such an active discussion of construction and education that we did not get to spend much time talking about the family. In the succinct way that John, in which he often responded, when someone did not fully appreciate something important, John replied, "Oh, that's what it was all for." These memories have focused on one of the many possible themes that prompt us to celebrate John's life and what he shared with all of us. But there are many others. All who knew John highly valued his integrity, his reflective insight, his sage advice, and his love of construction and its people, and his unfailing sense of humor. He was a great initiator and leader, and always a gentleman. For all that you accomplished, and all the wonderful examples that you set for future builders and family members, we thank you greatly, John.